Hi, Dave Emery here. Side two of For the Record program number 765, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, part 10, Shearing the Piglet, subtitled They're Shocked, Shocked. This has been recorded on December 15th of the year 2013. Before I get into the material from this side, please use the SpitfireList.com website. My entire life's work is up there for download for free, plus a library of old anti-fascist books. And every program has a long, detailed, annotated, article-length description of it that will be up in the For the Record section of the SpitfireList.com website by the time listeners hear the programs. And also there are many articles that have been written. And I am not the only contributor. There is a brilliant protege who posts under the name of Terra Fractal, PTERRAFRACTYL. There are many very fine stories and comments and posts by Terra Fractal as well. So again, by the time most of the stations that play this program hear it, the description for the record 765 will be in or on the SpitfireList.com website. And so you can read all about it, because all of the text will be in that description. Now, the title of the program, Shearing the Piglet, comes from a very savvy observation by Russian President Vladimir Putin, himself a former intelligence officer, that the whole affair, Snowden, as I call it, is like shearing a piglet. A lot of squealing, but no wool. I actually think that the long-term effects, the fallout from this may be very, very bad indeed. Today's New York Times, we'll go into this next week. Today's New York Times has as a lead story of the fact that the disclosures of Edward Snowden, may the damage done to U.S. intelligence, may never be fully inventoried, I guess you could say, because so much was taken. We're going to access a Business Insider story that mentions that 200,000 files were stolen by Edward Snowden. They are distributed all over the place. That he could not possibly have read all of those files. 200,000 files, that is a lot of information. But the public stuff, this has been known for some time. And again, I've been speaking about this from open sources for the better part of two decades, not an exercise in self-glorification, but rather to point out that this information is public record, most of it anyway, or can be safely extrapolated. One of the things that we have been talking about is the fact that not only the NSA, but other intelligence services, including all of the NATO countries, do exactly the same thing. We've been talking about French intelligence and several French officials, the French prime minister, a former French foreign minister, said that they were deeply shocked. They used the exact term. Everybody is shocked, shocked about this. Much like Louis Renault from the movie Casablanca, who, when ordered to close down Rick's Cafe by Major Strasser, he says, "I'm shocked, shocked to learn that there's gambling going on in this establishment." And then the croupier hands him his money and says, "Your winnings, sir." And that is the reference to shocked, shocked. Everybody is shocked. There's an old expression, even a blind pig finds an acorn once in a while. WikiLeaks itself is inextricably linked with this. WikiLeaks is a far right-wing, Nazi-linked spook outfit, joined at the hip with Edward Snowden, and joined at the hip with the interests to which I alluded on side one, interests that not only don't believe in freedom and democracy, but who literally reject democracy and explicitly endorse slavery, past, present, and future. I've done three different shows, one of them as part of this program called Wikifascism. One of them as part of this series of For the Record 755 is WikiLeaks, WikiFascism Part 3. The point being that WikiLeaks and Julian Assange are part of this entire fascist operation. They're techno-libertarian, Vondervogel, superficial ambiance, notwithstanding. However, again, Even a broken clock is right twice a day, and the broken clock known as WikiLeaks actually got something right. This is from the WikiLeaks.org website of November 16th of 2008. German intelligence scrubs European records after WikiLeaks exposure by the WikiLeaks staff. Reads in part, between Friday night and Sunday morning, a massive deletion operation took place at the European Internet Address Register, RIPE, R-I-P-E, to scrub references to a cover used by Germany's premier spy agency, the Bundesnachrichtendienst, or BND. The cleanup operation comes the night after WikiLeaks revealed over two dozen covert BND networks provided by T-Systems, Deutsche Telekom. The IP addresses were assigned to an unregistered company at a Munich-based P.O. box linked to T-Systems. Again, parenthetically, T-Systems is owned by Deutsche Telekom, which in turn has a controlling interest in it by the German government. Continuing, T-Systems purged the RIPE database of all addresses exposed by WikiLeaks, moving the addresses into several giant anonymous Class B address pools. This move comes just a few hours after T-Systems Computer Emergency Response Team, or CERT, contacted WikiLeaks to demand removal of a T-Systems memo listing the BND cover addresses. WikiLeaks refused, and T-System did not respond to requests for further detail by the time of writing. Yet an investigation into the addresses over the weekend reveals key information about the BND's internet activities. Website references reveal that in 2006, numerous hosters of internet websites complained about out-of-control data mining robots from two of the BND-linked IP addresses. And one of the hosters ran a popular discussion forum on counterterrorism operations. And that is very interesting indeed. I would note we're going to come back to Deutsche Telekom later in the program briefly. Deutsche Telekom is, which again is controlled by the German government and obviously is inextricably linked with the BND operations. Deutsche Telekom is the parent company of T-Mobile. T-Mobile has now bought Metro PCS. So basically, T-Mobile and Metro PCS can be included in the BND architecture, so to speak. So when you use T-Mobile or Metro PCS, the BND, it's a safe bet, is monitoring what you are doing. I know you will be shocked, shocked to learn that. A story in The Guardian of October 4th of 2013 further develops BND operations in this regard. This is an article, German Intelligence Service is as bad as the NSA, unquote, by Kai Biermann, capital B-I-E-R-M-A-N-N as in Nancy. The story, by the way, was originally run in the German publication Die Zeit. The story reads in part, skipping down, the German intelligence service, the Bundesnachrichtendienst, or BND, to name an example close to home, does exactly the same thing as the NSA abroad and does so within a similar legal framework. The differences between the BND and the NSA are much smaller than is generally accepted by the public, write Stefan Heumann and Ben Scott in their study on the legal foundations of internet surveillance programs in the U.S., the U.K., and Germany. Heumann, H-E-U-M-A-N-N, works at the German think tank Neue Verantwortung, or New Responsibility. Scott is an advisor to the former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and is now a policy advisor at the Open Technology Institute, part of the New America Foundation think tank. Scott, by the way, of course, S-C-O-T-T. Continuing, in their study, the analysts compared the legal foundations, focus, and parliamentary oversight of spying programs in three countries. Their findings, The NSA runs the biggest spying program and has the advantage that its targets, the internet providers, are mainly based in the U.S. Yet at its core, the NSA's surveillance is no different than that of the British GCHQ and the BND in Germany. The underlying laws have the same structure, write Heumann and Scott, even if, quote, their interpretation can differ. Heumann and Scott are not the first to say this. The Berlin-based lawyer Nico Harting, for example, has compared the legal foundations for the work of the NSA and the BND. He also found that both agencies are essentially doing the same thing, in that they consider everyone living outside their territory to be, quote, without rights, unquote. In short, intelligence services are allowed to spy on foreigners completely unimpeded. Harting points out that that is, after all, the job of foreign intelligence services, to watch everybody else. And again, remember that Deutsche Telekom is inextricably linked with BND. Deutsche Telekom owns T-Mobile and MetroPCS, so it is a safe bet that here in the U.S., if you are using Deutsche Telekom or T-Mobile or MetroPCS, both owned by Deutsche Telekom, the BND is monitoring what you are doing. And at the end of this side, we're going to go into a very interesting revelation about the current BND. Of course, veteran listeners are aware that the BND, the German Foreign Intelligence Service, grew full-blown, evolved directly from the Reinhard Gehlen Nazi Eastern Front spy outfit that incorporated many, many SS and Gestapo collaborators, including war criminals of the first magnitude. It became the CIA's Department of Russian and Eastern European Affairs, later the NATO de facto NATO Intelligence Service, and finally was installed as the German Intelligence Service, the BND, with the formal incorporation of the Federal Republic of Germany. The BND has been doing this sort of thing willy-nilly and is actually expanding its spying operations. From Europe Online magazine of June 16th of this year, 2013, a report, Germany to spend millions to expand internet surveillance. Report, this is by Uta Winkhaus, W-I-N-K-H-A-U-S, reads in part, Germany's main intelligence agency plans to expand internet surveillance by launching a five-year program that will cost 100 million euros or $133 million, Der Spiegel magazine reported Sunday. The report about the Federal Intelligence Service's BND's plans come days after the whistleblower Edward Snowden revealed details of top secret U.S. government surveillance programs that gathered vast telephone records and internet data. With the additional funding, the BND will add 100 new employees to its technical intelligence department and bolster its computing and server capabilities. And skipping down, with the new capabilities, the BND wants to ensure that cross-border traffic can be monitored as comprehensively as possible, just as is done in the United States by the National Security Agency, or NSA, which specializes in electronic intelligence. And again, this renders absolutely hypocritical the shock response of Angela Merkel and others in Germany and Europe to the Snowden, or to l'affaire Snowden. They are doing exactly the same thing. BND has actually partnered with NSA, as we saw in Side 1. Also, I would note that it appears that BND has been doubling on NSA. I strongly suspect that Snowden, Greenwald, and this entire affair, including, by the way, WikiLeaks, although they did do some disclosures on BND, is ultimately controlled by BND. Doing a little bit of anti-BND stuff would be very good for plausible deniability. But again, note that they're doing exactly the same thing, and yet they're shocked, shocked. A report, we're not going to go into it in this one, but there was, of course, a great kerfuffle about Angela Merkel's cell phone being monitored. Diplomats generally assume things like that. In addition to NSA, it turns out Chinese and Russian intelligence and others were also monitoring Merkel's cell phone. More about electronic surveillance by BND, an article that came out while I was ill and in the hospital. This is from October 10th of 2011, a Spiegel story by David Gordon Smith and Kristen Allen. The world from Berlin, electronic surveillance scandal hits Germany, reads in part. A German hacker organization claims to have cracked spying software allegedly used by German authorities. The Trojan horse has functions which go way beyond those allowed by German law. The news has sparked a wave of outrage among politicians and media commentators. They're shocked, as well as outraged. Continuing, it sounds like something out of George Orwell's novel 1984, a computer program that can remotely control someone's computer without their knowledge, search its complete contents, and use it to conduct audiovisual surveillance via the webcam or microphone. But the spy software that the famous German hacker organization Chaos Computer Club has obtained is not used by criminals looking to steal credit card data or send spam emails. If the CCC is to be believed, it is used by German authorities. And skipping down to another story, in side one, we made reference to the Finn Fisher spyware that is being marketed by a joint UK and German technology company. And as we saw in side one, European spy agencies are at least the equal of NSA, although NSA has a more expansive program due to the fact that most internet providers are in the U.S. In our final installment of The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, we're going to look at the damage that may very well be done to U.S. internet business and the U.S. economy as part of this. I believe that was part of the goal of Snowden's rod, so to speak. However, we're going to talk about that later. But again, note that in Europe, the same thing is done at least as much, if not more, just not as effectively because of the fact that most of the internet providers are American in origin. This is an article by netzpolitik.org from January 16th of 2013. Secret government data reveals German federal police plans to use Gamma Finn Fisher spyware. This is by Andre Meister, again, netzpolitik.org, N-E-T-Z-P-O-L-I-T-I-K, from January 16th of 2011. The German Federal Police Office has purchased the commercial spyware toolkit Finn Fisher of the Elemon Gamma Group. This is revealed by a secret document of the Ministry of the Interior, which we are publishing exclusively. Instead of legitimizing products used by authoritarian regimes for the violation of human rights, the German state should restrict the export of such state malware. In October of 2011, German hacker organization Chaos Computer Club, or CCC, analyzed a malware used by German government authorities. The product of the company Digitask was not just programmed badly and lacking elementary security, it was in breach of German law. In a landmark case, the Federal Constitutional Court of Germany ruled in 2008 that surveillance software targeting telecommunications must be technologically limited to a specific task. Instead, the CCC found that the Digitask software took over the entire computer and included the option to remotely add features, thereby clearly violating the court ruling. One of the most striking responses to L'affaire Snowden, so to speak, concerns the fact that because of the shocking disclosures of Edward Snowden, the EU, catch this, the EU is going to be setting up its own intelligence and military capability to do exactly the same thing that it is all bent out of shape about the NSA doing, and this specifically because they are shocked to learn that there's gambling going on in this establishment. And this story goes right to the very core of the fact that something very different is happening than a crusade for freedom and civil liberties by Eddie the Friendly Spook. Again, you examine Eddie the Friendly Spook and the forces around him, you come to David Duke, Nazis, people who believe in slavery, past, present, and future, and people who are absolutely opposed to democracy. Check out the following story. This is from The Telegraph in the United Kingdom of July 26th of 2013. EU planning to own and operate spy drones and an air force by Bruno Waterfield. It is excerpted. The European Union is planning to own and operate spy drones, surveillance satellites, and aircraft as part of a new intelligence and security agency under the control of Baroness Catherine Ashton. The controversial proposals are a major move towards creating an independent EU military body with its own equipment and operations, and will be strongly opposed by Britain. Officials told the Daily Telegraph that the European Commission and Lady Ashton's European External Action Service want to create military command and communication systems to be used by the EU for internal security and defense purposes. Under the proposals, purchasing plans will be drawn up by autumn. The use of the new spy drones and satellites for, quote, internal and external security policies, unquote, which will include police intelligence, surveillance of the Internet, protection of external borders, and maritime surveillance, will raise concern that the EU is creating its own version of the National Security Agency. Senior European officials regard the plan as an urgent response to the recent scandal over American and British communications surveillance by creating the EU's own security and spying agency. Quote, "The Edward Snowden scandal shows us that Europe needs its own autonomous security capabilities. This proposal is one step further towards European defense integration," unquote, said a senior EU official. They're so shocked at this that they're going to set up their own organization to do exactly the same thing. All EU-wide organization, EU intelligence services already do exactly the same thing. By the way, Catherine Ashton, well, I'm not going to go into this in detail due to the limitations of time. Catherine Ashton, as discussed in the GermanForeignPolicy.com story of August 12th of 2009, titled Assertiveness, is basically seen as someone who is very weak and therefore subject to German control. Now, we're going to update a story that we took a look at in For the Record 761. In that broadcast, we noted that from 1996 to 1998, German intelligence had taken the Hamburg cell of 9/11 hijackers under electronic surveillance. There's no indication that they reported this to U.S. intelligence. And I noted in that program the very curious career trajectory of Ernst Urlau, that's capital E-R-N-S-T, last name capital U, H-R-L-A-U, from his Wikipedia entry, from 1996 to 1998, that's the period in which the Hamburg cell was under surveillance, Ernst Urlau was the chief of Hamburg police. In 1998, Urlau was appointed a coordinator of the intelligence community in the office of the chancellor. That is a very interesting development in and of itself, from police chief of Hamburg to coordinator of the intelligence community in the office of the chancellor. On the 1st of December 2005, he was appointed to be the head, to the post of the head of the BND. Recall briefly, it was the son of the chief of staff for the chancellor at that time, Helmut Kohl, who appears to have been the mastermind of the Oklahoma City bombing. That according to Carol Howell, undercover ATF informant. That is discussed at greater length in For the Record 761. Please use the description and look at the composite photos of John Doe number 2 compared with photographs of Andreas Strassmayr, the son of the German Chancellor's chief of staff. Now, keep in mind Ernst Erlau, who went from chief of the Hamburg police to special advisor to the Chancellor on intelligence matters to head of the BND. Obscuring the past, intelligence agency destroyed files on former SS members by Klaus Wiegreffer, Wiegreffe, from Der Spiegel of November 30th of 2013. Historians conducting an internal study of ties between employees of the German Foreign Intelligence Agency, the BND, and the Third Reich have made a shocking discovery. Again, they're shocked, shocked. In 2007, BND destroyed personnel files of employees who had once been members of the SS and the Gestapo. Now, only 1 week before Erlau's retirement, the commission has uncovered what is a true historical scandal. Again, shocking, shocking. Continuing. The researchers have found that the BND destroyed the personnel files of around 250 BND officials in 2007. The agency has confirmed that this happened. By the way, note that's 250 BND officials. Those are executives, not field agents, okay? Continuing. The commission claims that the destroyed documents include papers on people who were, quote, in significant intelligence positions in the SS, the SD, the intelligence agency of the SS and the Nazi Party, or the Gestapo, unquote. They added that some of the individuals had even been investigated after 1945 for possible war crimes. Historian Klaus Dietmar Henke, spokesman for the commission, told Spiegel Online that he was somewhat stunned, unquote, by the occurrence. He too was shocked, shocked. It is no secret that some people within the BND are unhappy about Erlau's project. Some employees are fundamentally opposed to the agency shedding light on its own past. Others are worried about the reputations of their own families because for many years the BND deliberately recruited new staff from among the relatives of existing BND employees. So again, note that one of the things this Spiegel article points out is that for a long time, the BND deliberately recruited new staff from among the relatives of existing BND employees, and the files of 250 BND officials, again, not field agents, but executives, were destroyed in 2007 because they had once been members of the SS and the Gestapo. The point being, when I talk about underground Reich, I mean underground Reich. And by recruiting from within the families of existing BND personnel, the BND has maintained institutional inertia from the Galen Third Reich period. So when you think about BND spying on you, say, through T-Mobile or Metro PCS, both owned by Deutsche Telekom, keep this in mind. We're going to talk more about this in 2 weeks, but so tune in 2 weeks, boys and girls, for another exciting episode of The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook. Remember, boys and girls, Eddie's not like those other spooks. They're scary and mean. Eddie is your friend. This concludes For Side 2 of For the Record Program 765, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, Part 10, Shearing the Piglet. They're shocked. Shocked, recorded on December 15th of 2013. I'm Dave Emery. Ciao.